KGAVSU.
KGAWW monitoring. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Ham Radio 2025 here on the Lunch Bunch. I hope everybody's doing well. Before we begin today, let's see if we have any emergency traffic. Nothing being heard, that is a good sign. But if we do have an emergency, we'll suspend the net and try to help in resolving that emergency. Well, hope everybody's had a great day today so far. Looks like we got some rain coming in for 4 or 5 more days. So get out there today and enjoy it. Let me reset for a moment. Hey, just if I didn't do it, N4JTQ, my name is Rick, and located in Sevierville, Tennessee. All righty, I guess we'll go ahead and get the some of the net started here. Let's go ahead and see if we have any announcements.
For PRH in the hood.
Hey, Roger, go right ahead, sir.
Rick, hope you and Kathy and Fur Baby's doing okay today. Hello to everybody on the net. Don't forget, Friday night, Dixie Traders Net. It's only like 9 or 10 days till the Ham Fest. You need a little jingle in your jeans, so try to get in here and sell stuff. And that way you have some money.
This is Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Lima Kilo HT Mobile Mackinac Island. KE9 ALK, signal check, please.
You're sounding good in Traverse City at ACN.
Copy that. Thank you very much. KE9 ALK, clear and listening.
Yeah, nice and clear. Have a good one. November 8th, Charlie, November.
7-3.
SPW, Petoskey. 38 RPM, KSPW.
Phone, give me a minute.
Roger.
KSPW from W8RPM.
Hello, sir. Just passing North Star Gardens. Okay to stop by?
Yeah, it's perfectly okay to stop by. I'm not there, but yeah, I'm not even to a Lansing yet.
Oh, all right. Well, I got groceries in the back. Guess I could wait.
No, go ahead and take them home. That's all right. We can do it tomorrow. I just want a second opinion on some engineering stuff that's not really my forte. It's just kind of re-engineering an existing install, but I'm worried about prime and rise, you know, being able to bring the water level up a couple of feet from, you know, from the river over the seawall, because I'm a little bit lazy and I don't really feel like digging and replacing what was there. So there was a, you know, there was a PVC feed line that was below the water level, and it collapsed. So I gotta either abandon it, which was my plan, or replace it. I've done this before, just with a piece of garden hose and a 110-volt little, like a quarter horse pump, or a one-horse pump, and it worked okay. But now I'm trying to kind of permanently reinstall. It doesn't really make any sense unless you see it, but tomorrow's good. I gotta go pick up a boat with somebody in the morning, but maybe later in the day, afternoon, whatever.
All right. Well, I'll be around the house doing my honeydews, digging up garden, some more spots. We weren't gonna have a garden. Then it was dig up three of the raised beds. Now it's dig up the bean patch and dig up the other patch. I'm almost up to a full garden.
Well, we have two raised beds that didn't get planted last year, but we've got those planted already. And then she bought four more. They're like the small pet troughs, you know, like the aluminum water troughs. Only they're just the outer ring. They're a, you know, Amazon kind of quality product. They came in 12-inch sections, and you just bolt them all together. So, you know, it's maybe 3x8 or 4x10 or something like that. So we got a bunch of those now. I have a really nice Troy-built rear kind tiller. In the shed that hasn't run in years, and I'm going to pull that out and see if I can get it running. And we have more flowers in the garden now than we've probably had in 6 years. And I really don't know why that is, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't mind. It's just, yeah, not how we really planned it.
Yeah, us too. We didn't do anything last year because this was, she got her liver May 4th. So she was sick before that, and then I spent 2 weeks downstate during, and everything would have went to crap without water and everything. Plus I was a little preoccupied. Alrighty, yeah, we can figure it out. Yeah, I'm getting ready to redo the utility room at my house, move the washer and dryer in there. And I'm going to have to put in a sump pump well and everything, and pump the washer and the tub, pump it up. So I got that to do, and I got to move gas lines and everything. But I've been knocking out the projects, one, two, three, just quite a few of them. Things are going much better. She's even mowing the grass. She does it because she doesn't want me to run over all her plants and the flowers.
That's pretty funny, actually. So what you're saying is we gotta pump you up, huh? Yeah. Something you said there. I forgot. Well, I've got a list too, and I mean, I am waiting for my gas saw to come back. I have an electric that I've been using, and I'm kind of getting stuff caught up there. Grass is okay. Flower beds still need a little work. Again, that's not my thing at all because I'm so hypersensitive to the poison ivy that I got to stay away from it. But we got home yesterday. We've been up in the UP since Saturday. And got home, got everything mowed, got everything watered. Apparently it rained enough. I've got some micro irrigation going on the hanging baskets, so they're self-watering. But the bigger stuff, you know, that's different. Anyhow, all right, I'm getting behind here on phone calls and text messages. I appreciate you getting back to me and just give me a bump when you're free tomorrow. I think I gotta go. Around 11, I got to go with a buddy to pick up a boat up in Sheboygan, and I should be free all day after that.
All right, give me a call when you get back. You know how things get delayed. I'm just pulling up the mail route. Now, it's funny, I am not sensitive to poison ivy or poison oak at all. All right, 7-3. Getting ready to pull in to 8SBW. By the way, we just got back to Grand Rapids. We went and seen Gutfield.
Well, that's funny, Chris and Teresa were there too. I don't know if you saw them. All right, talk to you tomorrow. W8RPM.
Yep, we saw them as we were walking around the outside of the building through the windows. They were in line for something. All right, 7-3, 8SBW.
Standing by, WGAW.